KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
when potentially dangerous chemicals are found in three Park City water wells, all signs point to one of the biggest draws the city has globally: skiing and ski wax. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, former President Trump's hush money trial got underway today. The initial jury selection process saw dozens of prospective jurors excused after they said they couldn't be impartial. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, the crash has been moved out of the way. Southbound I-15 at the South Interchange. UHP is letting traffic move again. It's still bogged down. Murray almost to Sandy, and northbound I-15 seeing spots of heavy and slow traffic between 2100 South and 2300 North Warm Springs Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The unsettled weather today does not linger. We're back to highs in the 60s tomorrow with lots of sunshine. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Light rain around Salt Lake City, 48 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The first day of jury selection in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president is over. That president afterward telling reporters,
a scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought for trial.
Donald Trump says he should be out campaigning. No evening hearings so far. He's back at Trump Tower in New York. Many in the jury pool excused themselves, saying they couldn't be impartial. In the What's Next department on this major story, don't know. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
The White House said the U.S. is not involved in Israel's decision-making process on whether and how it would respond to the attacks by Iran. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
Given the scale of this attack, Iran's intent was clearly to cause significant destruction and casualties.
Kirby repeatedly emphasized the success of the response to Iran's aerial attack.
This attack failed because it was defeated by Israel, by the United States, and by a coalition of other partners committed to Israel's defense.
A senior aide says House Republican Majority Leader Steve Scalise was on the phone today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Republicans want to pass more military aid to Israel. Democrats want aid to Ukraine included. FBI agents boarded the container ship that crashed into the highway bridge in Baltimore, says the FBI office in Baltimore. This warning about a major Ukraine nuke power plant, which has been attacked a few times, from the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency chief, Rafael Mariano Grossi.
We are getting dangerously close to a nuclear accident. We must not allow complacency to let a roll of the dice decide what happens.
Russia blames Ukraine for the nuke plant attacks. House Speaker Johnson has signed articles of impeachment for Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. No word when a Senate trial will happen. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. KSL Sports, it's WNBA Draft Day. Big names like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are circling the internet. Meantime, we're keeping an eye on a player right here in Utah joining me live. KSL Sports anchor Sam Farnsworth. So, Sam, who's calling Alyssa Pilley's name today?
I think the best chance that we hear her name is going to be right around the 9th or 10th pick. So 9th would be the Dallas Wings, 10th, the Connecticut Sun. I think that's probably where we hear Alyssa Pilley's name getting called today.
Any chance she could end up in Indiana with Caitlin Clark?
Man, that would be pretty bizarre. I don't think so, just because she doesn't quite fit what Indiana's looking for in this draft necessarily. But Alyssa Pilley really fits in with those other two teams because they're looking for a forward that can shoot the ball, and Alyssa Pilley is very good at that.
Tell us a little bit more about her, because those people who aren't Lady Ute fans might not know. Mm-hmm. Who is Alyssa Pilley?
All-American. She transferred to the University of Utah two seasons ago from USC. And she was a big reason why the Utes were nationally ranked the last couple of years and why they had the success that they had. She shoots 40% from the three-point line. And you know how it works in sports with analytics. They'll really break things down. On a catch-and-shoot three-pointer, so shooting right off the pass, she's almost 47%. And so those are some of the strong suits that people really like about her as she now transitions to the WNBA.
Those are crazy numbers. What about some of the other favorites like Angel Reese? Is she going to go second?
Probably not. I mean, she's an outstanding player, but again, it's all based on what team needs are, right? And there's a girl named Cameron Brink from Stanford that a lot of people think is going to be the number two pick behind Caitlin Clark. And then after that, these other teams don't need a player quite like Angel Reese, so probably around sixth or seventh in the draft. Whoever gets her at six or seven, though, that'll be kind of like a steal in this draft.
All right. What time does it begin?
5:30 Mountain Time.
All right, so we have an hour to wait, and we thank you so much, KSL Sports anchor Sam Farnsworth, joining us live.